And welcome to Slick Picks for Monday, November the 23rd. This will be for Monday and Tuesday. It is Sunday night. Looking ahead on the week, trying to make some picks. Just got wrapped up with NFL Sunday. Didn't do too bad. On Sunday, we won Washington football team. Lost Dolphins 3.5 and lost the Packers money line in overtime. Overall, on the weekend, we finished 10-12, up 0.89 units. On the week, we finished 14-17, down a unit. But we're going to bounce back. Made a lot of picks, not really on par for what I normally like to do. Make a lot of picks, a lot of add in picks after I make the card, so we need to get better at that. One thing I do want to exploit that we did exploit a little bit this week is soccer picks. Went 6-2 on soccer picks, up 8.23 units. So if we would have just stuck to that, we'd be rolling really good right now. But that being said, going forward, we're going to invest a little bit more into soccer. I like soccer because you have three legs. You have win, loss, draw, and then you can pick your spread too. So you can pick half a goal, 1.5 goals, 2.5 goals, and you can pick both teams to score, which team will win if both teams score. So there's a lot of different lines that you can take advantage of, and I want to implement that into the show so we can go ahead and take advantage of that too. That being said, coming up on Monday, we've got Crystal Palace money line. So this is the three-way money line. So it's Crystal Palace win, draw, or loss. So we're going Crystal Palace to win. It's sitting at plus 185. Put one unit on that. Also in the Premier League, we got Wolves money line, plus 135. And we put one unit on that too. So on these money lines, it's really good. So your favorite team will most likely always have positive money. Unless it's just completely lopsided, you'll get like a minus 200, minus 150. But if they're a slight favorite or even a pretty good favorite, you get them around plus 100, plus 135, plus 180. So you can make a lot of money in that. Monday Night Football, we got the Rams and the Bucks. I got Buccaneers minus 4.5. Put one unit on that. Rams defense is stingy, but I just think the Buccaneers are starting to roll, and this is a crucial game for them to get good seeding in the playoffs. I've also got Buccaneers-Rams under 48.5. Just like the Saints, the Rams have a really stingy defense. I think that will play a factor. Moving to Tuesday, got some Champions League action. Like I said, we're going to take advantage of all these soccer lines. We've got Chelsea. Minus one, no push. So what no push means is if they win by one, then it counts as a draw. If they win by two, then we get our money. I like this. They're, from the models that I've seen, they're three goal favorites. And like I was saying, we can take advantage of these lines. Chelsea minus one is at plus 195. So one unit to win 1.95 units, pretty much doubling our money. I really like that line. Unless something crazy happens, that should hit. Next one, Dortmund to win 3-0. This is another line that you can look at and take advantage of if you want to roll the dice a little bit. So if Dortmund wins 3-0, it's plus 750. That's seven times your money. One unit to win 7.5 units. They won their last game versus this team 3-0. Dortmund's playing good. They scored 4 goals last time. I like that too. And then MLS, we're in the MLS playoffs. Nashville SC doubled my money last week. They're playing Toronto on Tuesday afternoon. I think they kick off at like 6 o'clock. Going to go ahead and roll with the hometown team. If you listen to the Slick and Juicy show, you know we were at the inaugural game at Nissan Stadium. So we're going to take Nashville SC money line plus 195. Now, this is a playoff game. So the way they work this is, if it goes to overtime, then it counts as a draw. So Nashville FC money line plus 195, doubling our money. And those are our picks for Monday and Tuesday. We've got a big show coming up on Wednesday. We're going to look at, I think we have 84 college basketball games, which we're going to pick and choose, see what we like, see what we don't like. There's going to be a lot that we don't know about in college basketball, so we're just going to feel our way in there. And then we also got our Thanksgiving Day picks. So we got a lot of content coming out this week, so make sure you subscribe, share, and we'll see you next time.